Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant John Larger. I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. And want to thank you so much for your continued support of the show and our sponsors. You know, we have some great sponsors that help keep this show free for us every single week. This week's sponsors are Tailgate Giant and TailgateGiant.com, SuperBowlBook50.com, and the Kielbasa Provision Company. Enjoy this week's show.
From coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, Johnny Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bed on lights, and the grill is hot. On your boy, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. Cause everybody wants some tailgate. If you can't get a party with baby, don't worry if you can't wait. We got to get started.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant John Larger. I want to thank you so much for joining us on our virtual tailgate party we call Tailgate Radio. I am glad you're here. We've got a great guest for you this week. We're going to be talking. We're just going to be shooting the bull this week. We're going to talk about football, the upcoming bowl games, the NFL season, and we're going to do all that with the head man over at Tailgate Giant and TailgateGiant.com. That's their website. John Mikulik. As you know, Christmas is right around the corner, and so we're going to talk about how to place your order to ensure that that gift is underneath the tree. Don't go spending your money down at the mall. Don't go to the big box stores and the big sporting good mega stores. Get online and go to tailgategiant.com. And we're going to be talking to John Mikulik with that. And so it's just going to be a conversation. And we want you to be a part of that conversation. Don't, if you're on iTunes and you've got a number of other podcasts saved up, I don't want you moving over to listen to Pat Flynn or John Lee Dumas or the guys over at Radio Lab or 99% Invisible or any of those shows, which I love those shows. I know the hosts. I know Pat Flynn. I know John Lee Dumas. I know those guys. I know Tim Ferriss. I've met him before. Good guys. Great podcasters. Very affluent in their business acumen. But they're not going to be talking about the NFC East, for example, and how bad that division is in football. So, and we're going to do that. John and Mikulik and I are going to do that. So stick around and listen to just a conversation with two guys that enjoy sports. And also the great thing about it is my guest can hook you up with thousands and thousands of different types of tailgating gear. I can't do that, but he can. And you can do it all over at Tailgate Giant and TailgateGiant.com. So we're going to have that conversation. I want to remind everybody to head over to our website at TailgateRadio.com and check out all the new articles and some new recipes we have with Kielbasa, the Kielbasa Provision Company. That is the most unbelievable sausage in the world. And I would recommend that you buy it at your earliest convenience. You can buy it across the country at Costco. You can buy it at in Texas. You can buy it at HEB. You can also buy it in the southeastern part of the country at your Publix. So get out there. They've got a brand new label that looks like a throwback label. So they've gone old school with their labeling, and it looks fantastic. It's just black and white and has kielbasa on it, and it looks really cool. And the only thing better than the logo is when you open up that packet. And, you know, whether it's the Polish sausage or whether it's spicy, you hear my mouth watering just talking about it. It really, kielbasa is, it means sausage. Kielbasa, actually, that name. So their family name is sausage, and that is their name. Back several episodes ago, we had the president of the company, Michael Kielbasa, And he talked about the history and the heritage of kielbasa. And so anyway, I didn't mean to get off on a kielbasa rant, but if you're going to rant about something, why not rant about the most delicious sausage on the planet? And speaking of kielbasa, I know it's been a few weeks since we've had a National Tailgate Club of the Week, and we're going to start that process back up next week to get us through the bowl season and the NFL playoffs. So keep sending in and nominations for the Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week. We're going to start that back up. We've already given away over a dozen packages, and we're going to finish the season strong. We wanted to take a step back during the Thanksgiving holidays and you know, put the contest on hiatus for a little while. But we're back in full swing, and next week we will be announcing our next big Kielbasa brand sausage, Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week. When we come back, folks, we're going to have John Mekulik from Tailgate Giant, tailgategiant.com, and we're going to talk all things football, NFL, NCAA. Heck, we may even talk about some Pee Wee football. Who knows? We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
Time is right to use a spud spike. Boiling spikes make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spike?
Spud spike's the original food-grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. Your oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy on the outside.
Welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Largent, and we've got one of our favorite guests and visitors because he is the man at tailgategiant.com. It's John Mekulik. John, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Thanks, John. How are you today?
I am fantastic, and I know the elves over at Tailgate Giant have to be working overtime right now to get ready for the last-minute shoppers for this year's Christmas gifts.
Yes, that's correct. It's that crazy time of year. We have a few more days left for people to get their products in time for Christmas. And we're working hard here to make sure everything gets out in time and you guys can enjoy the holidays with some new tailgating gear.
So from the season so far, especially the NFL season, and we'll talk about the college bowl games coming up and things like that, but from the NFL season, has there been anything that has surprised you on the field? And how I'm always fascinated how teams' performance on the field affects sales of products over at Tailgate Giant. Is it cyclical, or is it really two separate entities altogether?
It really depends on the team, to be honest. There's a lot of teams where no matter how they play, people are still out there having a good time tailgating, so they'll still purchase the tailgating gear for that team. But there's a lot of teams when they're slumping, the stuff's not selling as well. It really depends, especially on where it is, on where the climate is, how the tailgaters are. What surprised me the most this year, I think it's how many losing teams there were, because you had so many undefeateds for so long that there were so many teams with losing records, and that all of these 500 or a little one game up or one game down teams now have a shot at the playoffs. There's so many teams that are still in the hunt at this point with four games to go. So I think since everybody sort of has a chance still, except for maybe a handful of teams, there really hasn't been that slump of product sales because everybody still has a chance, even though they're playing mediocre.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting to look at what once was the mighty NFC East with the Eagles, Redskins, Cowboys, and who else is in that division usually? Oh, the Giants. And, you know, they're in a three-way tie for first with a 5-7 record, I believe. And Dallas is...
And then the Cowboys are 4-8 and actually are last in the NFC.
Yeah.
4-8 and they still have a chance to play playoffs. It's kind of insane.
And I heard today that if the Cowboys went out and are in first place or tied for first, they right now actually hold the tie break, even though they're in last place in that division. And then you look at the AFC South, and it's much the same. But, you know, NFL football has always really – I think it's designed, the way the draft is set up and everything, is designed to create parity. And by golly, we have parity this year because there are a lot of mediocre teams out there and just a few that are elite.
Yeah, and some of the elite teams are now falling over. I guess Denver picked back up with Brock Osweiler, but New England finally getting a plague of injuries. It's about time. But they're finally sort of falling back after their 12-0 start. 10-0 start. It's kind of interesting that the teams that were at the top when you had 4 or 5 undefeated, a lot of them are now starting to come back to the pack. You look at the Falcons, who are now 6-6 after starting however many games in L, and they're right back in they're fighting to get in the playoff spot now after starting undefeated. So it's unpredictable. I mean, every year everybody looks at their NFL schedule. Everybody's excited. They always come up with some winning record where you only lose a few games. Looking at the schedule, it always looks easy. And then the usual NFL regular season plays out, and it never goes the way it looks in the preseason. So it's hard to predict, especially now with all the injuries, to be honest.
Yeah, this has been a very injury-plagued season. It seems more so than usual. Do you think the Carolina Panthers are for real? I mean, is that the elite team in the NFL right now?
Well, according to their product sales, I think they are. Carolina is one of our top teams up for sale, so I think they are. I think they will go 16-0. I don't see any challenges. When a team becomes undefeated, it's kind of sometimes they start to play some of the lesser opponents. They don't play as hard, and it's hard to. Usually, the top team usually goes down to an unexpected team. So I guess it could happen, but. As long as they stay healthy, I don't see them losing the next 4 games. And once you get in the playoffs, that's a whole other game. It's tough to go 19-0. And you saw that with the Patriots a few years back, where they went 16-0 and ended up losing to the Giants. So it's tough to go in undefeated into the playoffs and try to win. Only one team's done it. So. And that was with the lesser schedule. I don't know. It's hard to predict.
Yeah, switching gears and talking about the college football playoffs and the bowl games, the final 4 have been announced, and you've got Clemson, Michigan State, Oklahoma, and Alabama. Not in that order. I think it's Clemson, Alabama, Michigan State, and Oklahoma. And yep. Did they get it right? Did the committee get it right? Do you think that's the right 4 to have left standing for the NCAA championship this year?
I think they got it right. You picked the top 4 teams. I mean, that had one loss, or with the exception of undefeated Clemson, they're all conference champs. So it's hard to go against 4 conference champs with one loss or being undefeated. I think it would have been more interesting if you had some of those teams that had the one loss win their last game. There's a couple losses there that sort of knocked out, but that's coming from a Notre Dame fan that lost against Stanford the last game. So I don't know. I think that would have been the only change I could have seen was if Notre Dame won against Stanford. I think they would have gotten that 4th slot instead of Oklahoma. Just because Oklahoma's only loss was to Texas, who Notre Dame crushed week 1. So when you look at the head-to-head, it's kind of hard to let a team in that lost to the number one. I mean, when you have a team that lost to the number one team, missing a 2-point conversion in the pouring rain in South Carolina compared to getting beat by Texas, I think that would be the only defining factor. But I think they got the 4 right. If Iowa was to beat Michigan State, Iowa would have been in that position as well. So that was more like a quarterfinal game. So,
yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And that was a great game. And it just seemed like the Iowa defense ran out of gas. You know, I don't know that I've ever heard of another 22 play drive in college football to end the game. So that was pretty amazing. But it was a great game. And but it did really. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It was a quarterfinal game. And I think it sets the stage, and I don't know that it's going to happen anytime soon, but it certainly, I think, creates an opportunity to expand that playoff to at least two more sets of games to have the final eight. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if that's in the bigger scheme of things, but it sure would make compelling football, with the way NCAA does basketball and the huge hype around March Madness and the tournament there, an expansion of those four games, because then you would, I think, Notre Dame would still be in there. A team like
you'd have Stanford.
Yeah.
You'd have Stanford. You'd have Iowa. And I don't know who the other team would be. But I think eight is the number. I think that they had to go to four to sort of just finally have a playoff. Two was awful when they used to pick the two because you'd have that one lost team that would always be out from losing to a tough conference opponent or something. But eight's going to be the magic number eventually, and you have enough time. It's not like there's not enough time. You could do it this weekend would be the perfect weekend for that first game. Wait two more weeks, have the game, and then it's about a week and a half or so for the championship, which is what it is now. And you just, I mean, there's plenty of NFL stadiums that would love to host four games every year.
It's such a dead time, too, right now for college football. I both love and hate this time of year because while the NFL is rolling right along, you get this lull. I'm a huge college football fan, and to have almost a month between the last game or the conference championship games, those conferences that have those title games, until the first bowl game, man, that's rough. And so I miss college football, and I think that would be a great stopgap to, as you said, kind of fill in that week and build to the traditional bowl games, to that that second week Monday night national championship game.
Exactly. And I think it would be great to sort of bridge that gap where everybody's waiting for college football, give eight teams a chance to tailgate one extra day for the year, get out there, and maybe even host have the higher seats to host the games on campus. That wouldn't be too frowned upon, and that would give one extra week for the home crowd to show what they have. But I think the expansion, I like the underdogs that come out of the playoffs, especially in March Madness. And I think that would bring a great atmosphere to college football. But if you look at it, four teams worked last year. Ohio State slipped in and they won the title. The four teams championship, it was sort of a perfect situation for them to have since you had the four seed win as opposed to one of the number one or two teams, just because that would just show that the BCS system would have worked anyways. So I think the four or three or four seed winning is pretty big because that shows that the playoff works.
Yeah.
But eight teams, I think, would be a great number.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Do you think purely from a sports perspective that there are too many bowl games now, or do you just as much as you can consume between now and the 8th or 9th of January, you want to just enjoy the ride?
I don't know if there's too many. I think that you're only letting teams in if they have seven wins. So you have to be over 500. So I think every team that goes over 500 and has a winning record deserves to get their time to shine. And you have to fill in those couple weeks of bowl games somehow. Fans are so used to having, 12 games on at once all season long in college football. And then you get to the bowl time and you might have two or three at the same time. So you have to fill in the time since the fans are ready to watch. They're used to flicking through all the ESPNs, all the local channels, all the different sports networks to be able to watch whatever they want. So I think it's just enough bowl games. I don't think you should have teams with losing records, but I don't think you should cut any bowls. I think it gives a chance for everybody to sort of put an end cap on their season and gives them some sort of motivation, especially some of the lower Division I schools that know they're not going to make the college football playoff for any number of factors. So it gives them something to look forward to, And if you cut some of the bowl games, then I think you'd have a lot of teams that would lose momentum towards the end of the year because they have nothing to look forward to. So I think there's—I don't think there's too many. There might be too many bowls that are completely for the money as far as the NCAA goes, but they love to bring in revenue, so anything that, that draws that in.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that a lot of those teams, like you mentioned, some of the smaller conferences, like the Sun Belt, for example, you know, they play in some lesser known bowl games, but they have something to aspire to and have a good time. And I think everybody wins, the sponsors win. They're usually well attended, and I'm also a big fan of the SCS or FCS, and it used to be the old 1AA. You know, they play a true playoff. I think they do 16 teams, and so I have always enjoyed that. They have the championship up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area every year. I think North Dakota State's won the last three in a row, and that's always fun to watch too because they've upset some Division I schools early in the season, and so those teams, while there's not parity, they still play a competitive brand of football, and I enjoy watching that as well.
Oh, yes, and we have James Madison University, which is about an hour from where we are here in Virginia, and I know a lot of fans are going crazy because they keep winning in the playoff as well, and they're playing well, and they had, I don't know if they went undefeated, but they had a great season. They actually got College Game Day to go there in October, so I know some of those FCS schools, that system works for them as well because you have that playoff, and I think once you get both teams, I mean, once you get the FCS and the FBS to a larger playoff system, I think that's the way to go. Let the lower school play. And I know there's a lot of debate over whether the FCS schools should still play the FCS schools at week one. I know a lot of teams are now worried about strength of schedule now that that has such an impact. So when you look at some of those games, that some of those tiny schools that are playing Alabama week one or whoever it is, and it hurts their schedule. I know that there was that proposal to do a Big Ten SEC challenge, sort of like the basketball week one, where you put the top SEC school versus the top Big Ten school and let them play their equal opponent to sort of build everybody's strength of schedule and create an exciting game. But then you have those FCS programs that lose that $1 million or whatever they get for playing that first game. So it's tough to decide there, but I know a lot of the SEC coaches are pulling for the strength of schedule to be based on the top 11 opponents or so that that first week doesn't really affect them.
Yeah, and it sure makes those early games more important. You know, the cupcake schedule has been something that's been a formula that's worked a lot in the past when you didn't have this new playoff schedule. But with everybody vying for those coveted spots in the playoff, it certainly makes a difference now. Let me ask you this before we go. Over at Tailgate Giant, you guys have, I think, over 38,000 SKUs of different products from every team imaginable. And we're coming up on Christmas. I mean, as we're recording this, we're 15 days out. What can our listeners do to make sure that they take the time to get on the website and place the orders, and so that their loved one, their husband, their child, their mom, whoever it is not disappointed on Christmas morning because FedEx hasn't shown up with their delivery. Tell us what we can do to get these folks motivated so that they can place their orders as soon as possible.
Order as soon as possible. I mean, honestly, the sooner you order it, the faster it's going to get to you. Don't wait till the last minute. It might not get there. Most products will get there by Christmas if ordered by the 14th. I know that's our cutoff day for our cornhole boards, which is our top product at Christmas time. But order tonight. I mean, you're listening to the show. Listen to it in the background and come go check out tailgategiant.com while listening to the show. and check out. We have over 42,000 products now. So we have a lot of different stuff, not just team branded gear. We have a lot of cool tailgating gadgets and products that make things easier while tailgating, and or for your backyard party or whatever you're doing this time of year. We have a lot of cool gear, and we have our 12 days of savings going on right now. We're in the middle of it, where we have 12 days of products on sale and different specials every day, so maybe check back. And make sure you sign up for our email list at tailgategiant.com. If you go to the homepage, it'll pop up before you get to the site to sign up for the list. And if you sign up, you'll get all the way to specials and deadlines and all that good stuff.
So there you hear it. Don't waste your time going to the mall or one of the big sporting good giant stores. Get online. Go to tailgategiant.com right now. Place your order. Kick back on the sofa. Listen to us in the background while you're placing that order, and it's going to show up on your doorstep. If you do it today especially, but don't wait until the 14th. Do it now, and you're going to have those gifts ready to be wrapped and under the tree Christmas morning. John, I really want to thank you for coming into Tailgate Radio, and we'll check in with you probably early in 2016 to see what we can talk about as far as any new ideas and new products and new activities going on over there at Tailgate Giant, and keep those elves working over at the warehouse. I know they're working double time, and we wish you guys all the best over at Tailgate Giant.
Thanks, John. You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today, with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at OutdoorCookingChannel.com or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. The Outdoor Cooking Channel.com.
Folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to thank my very special guest, John Mekulik. He is the main man over at Tailgate Giant. As we speak right now on December 10th, 2015, you can place your order and you will still have it there in time for Christmas, underneath the tree, wrapped and ready to go. No guarantees after the 14th, but why wait? Take advantage. Go over to the website at tailgategiant.com. They have, as John mentioned, they have over 42,000 different tailgating products and sports-related products and gizmos and gadgets and things that you or someone you love is going to want underneath the tree this year. So make that time, make that effort, and come on in to tailgategiant.com and place your order today. Also want to remind you to head over to tailgateradio.com. Check out all the things going on at our website. You can follow us at Twitter at Tailgate Radio. And we love the interaction that we get from the fans. And don't forget, next week we're going to announce our next big Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week. We're going to start that back up and finish through the end of the football season. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio and Game Day Media, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, everybody.